Customarily, his title is Commander-in-Chief, but the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., could equally stake claim to be Author-in-Chief. Several years before he won the highest office in the land, Barack Obama was a serial bestseller. Now the president is advocating for a cause sure to win the hearts of many book lovers. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. In this week's State of the Union address to a joint session of the U.S. Congress, President Obama promoted the value of education and entrepreneurship, as well as pledged a response to global warming. But a major plank in the speech specifically singled out a free and open internet as a top administration concern. Publishers Weekly senior writer Andrew Albanese thinks the president has been listening to the nation's librarian, and Andrew joins me now as he does every Friday here in Beyond the Book, and welcome, Andrew Albanese.
Greetings, Chris.
This week we did all hear from President Barack Obama in his State of the Union address, and in it he mentions, as I said, that commitment to a free and open internet, something that librarians must have been happy to hear as we get ready for the American Library Association's midwinter meeting, which you'll be going to. So we'll get to that in a minute, but tell us about the State of the Union and give us an idea of what this means for the publishing industry as PW covers it.
Oh, that's right. You know, it was a strong speech, I think, from the president this week because it got lots of opposition. So, you know, it's a strong speech when people start screaming about it. But we have a bit of our State of the Union for publishing in Monday's issue this week. It's our annual spring announcements issue, which runs down all the new and notable books from publishers for the spring season. As our listeners may know, we do announcements issues in the fall and in the spring, and they include hundreds of titles across 20 categories from hundreds of publishers, and they range from literary fiction to politics to social science and religion. And as you say, the issue is always one of our biggest, and it always is something of a State of the Union. And by looking at the hundreds of titles featured, chosen from thousands of, you know, that were submitted to us, it's hard not to say that the state of the publishing industry isn't strong. In fact, I think it is pretty strong. You know, among the top fiction titles this spring, we have new books from Larry Kramer and Toni Morrison and Judy Blume. We also have some stunning literary debuts. And I'll just give you a preview in the category that I cover, which is social science. That is, I collect the titles and review them and put the social science section together. There are a ton of great new books on technology and the internet and on education and college policy, which, of course, was also a big part of the president's State of the Union last night. So if you're looking for something to get excited about, you can pick up Monday's issue. You'll find hundreds of great new books from hundreds of excellent publishers, all coming to a bookstore near you, or if you prefer, to your e-reader.
You mentioned about the state of publishing. It really still remains very much a driver of cultural discussion, and you make a good point there about the coverage of social science in these new books. Also in Monday's issue, some more numbers from 2014. Tell us about those.
Yes. In Monday's issue, we lead off the new section with a look at Nielsen BookScan print numbers for 2014. Now, overall, our listeners will probably remember we discussed 2 weeks ago how 2014 showed a 2.4% uptick in print sales. Well, this week we look at the specific genre categories, and the news is decidedly mixed there for adult publishing. You know, overall, there were some big gains in categories like self-help and graphic novels, which led the way for print sales with gains of 15% and 13%, pretty strong numbers. But sales of print fiction titles appear to have been hurt more by the growth in ebook sales than nonfiction has been. The biggest declines, looking at the genres of fiction, occult and psychological and horror books fell a pretty hefty 26%. Action-adventure books stumbled 15%. Among the largest adult fiction genres, romance. Print books fell 11% there. Thrillers dropped 9%. And sales in the mystery segment, which are always strong, especially in paperback, dropped about 4%. So as we said a couple of weeks ago, print is stabilizing and overall print is up. But obviously, the industry still faces headwinds. And a look at the genres in this week's PW is more proof that that's the case.
Well, when it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing in the business, there are some telltales. And Mark Zuckerberg's book club announced that his next title will be Steve Pinker's The Better Angels of Our Nature. Good news for publisher Penguin, but any idea how good?
Yeah, we're getting a sense now of how good news, and it is good news indeed from Penguin, and Penguin Books officials this week confirmed us that the press is going back to press to print more titles of Pinker's book, but because it was a new announcement, they really didn't have many other details to offer. But we do now know, looking back on the first book choice, which was Moises Naim's The End of Power, that was the first read in Zuckerberg's book club, it sold about 10,000 copies of the ebook edition and another 3,000 in trade paperback, which are pretty modest numbers, but still pretty solid too. And the number I like is that Nielsen reported that 3,089 trade paperback copies sold in the week ending January 11th, and that was up from 29 copies the previous week. So yeah, nice little spike there thanks to Mr. Zuckerberg and his book club.
But at hardly Oprah numbers, and you'll be traveling to Oprah's hometown next week, Chicago, of course, for the ALA midwinter meeting, and we'll speak to you there and get a lowdown on what the show's been like. But what are the kinds of things you're expecting to hear?
Yeah, hardly Oprah numbers, but like you said, yeah, I'm very excited about Chicago and the ALA midwinter meeting this week, and I'll be talking to you from there next week. I look forward to that, despite it being January in Chicago. But, you know, Chicago's a great city, and I love a great city any time of year. And that it's cold outside for me is only more reason to stay in at the bar and talk. So this is, which is really the best part of my job anyway, and even better when it's librarians I'm talking to. So yeah, I'll be writing a little bit more preview-wise about the ALA conference on the PW site next week, and you can check that out. But I'll also take this chance to plug my recent piece from last month on the top 10 library stories of 2014, which you can find on the PW site under the Libraries tab at the top of the page. But, you know, hey, since you asked, I'm heading to Chicago, off to the Windy City, and I do have a few items of interest out there. And the first is, of course, the ebook issue. You know, it's been a nice little stretch of progress on ebooks for libraries here, as all of the major publishers are now enabling library ebook lending. You know, I think the problem is, however, and we've touched on this a little bit last work at Digital Book World, is that where the publishers are now just getting comfortable with using services to offer lending ebooks, the ebook market is already shifting in an entirely other direction, for example, you know, with subscription. So I think one of the panels I'm most interested in Chicago includes the co-chairs of the ALA Digital Content Working Group, and it's titled Libraries and Ebooks, Where Do We Go From Here? But again, you know, what concerns me with that panel is that it includes Steve Potash from Overdrive and Matt Templis from 3M, who are definitely the two leaders in the ebook lending regime right now. And don't get me wrong, they're strong companies and great individuals, and what they do is impressive. But I'd also like to see some upstarts up there, because my biggest worry is that we're going to become complacent with library ebooks, that these two companies who are so invested in solving a problem of library ebook lending are going to be really invested in that problem, and we're not going to see the innovation in library ebook lending that we're starting to see in other parts of the ebook world. So stay tuned for more on that, but I'm hoping we're going to see a little more innovation at ALA.
Well, Andrew, you know, the president's reference to the free and open internet really caught your attention, and I know it probably caught the attention of many of those people who will be attending ALA, as well as, of course, his focus on education. And it really is important to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, you know, indeed, as I wrote in my year-end top 10, you know, the ALA Washington office, which is the library community's voice in Washington, has got some serious game. You know, I'm going to say this, and I can't say if it's true or not, but, you know, that President Obama said he was committed to a free and open internet probably has something to do with the work of the ALA Washington office, which has been pushing that line since well before Google and the other companies got their lobbying operations set up in Washington. So whether it's net neutrality or billions in new funding for broadband in libraries and schools, the library lobby has been pushing very hard and apparently pretty successfully to have their voice heard on these matters. I think the question they face now is, and the question that the president faces too, is what happens in the new Congress. And on that note, one of the most interesting programs in Chicago will be from the ALA Washington office, and it will be a keynote and a session talking about these issues that's going to be keynoted by U.S. Senator and Democratic Majority Whip Dick Durbin. The session is going to look at everything from federal funding proposals and how libraries are faring there to copyright reform, as well as proposals for privacy and surveillance statutes. So should be fascinating, and I look forward to reporting back on all of that news from Chicago.
Right. Well, we will talk to you next week from Chicago. Nice to see you here again in New York City. Andrew Albanese, senior writer for Publishers Weekly. Thanks for joining us on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure, as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.